After 7 years, Palm Springs, California is about to scratch its Marilyn Monroe itch. A towering sculpture of the screen icon called Forever Marilyn is coming back permanently. When it was last in the city, it was one of downtown's hottest attractions. But as Matt Gillum of member station KCRW reports, while some like it hot, others have a frostier take.
Forever Marilyn is a 26-foot-tall stainless steel and aluminum statue that captures the star in that famously billowing white dress as she stands over a subway grate in the movie The 7 Year Itch.
Ooh, do you feel the breeze from the subway? Isn't it delicious?
That scene has lived on in pop culture for generations. And that's why Aftab Dada has spent years working to return the statue to the desert.
She makes majority of the people very happy.
Dada is a managing director at the Palm Springs Hilton and the head of PS Resorts, hospitality organization behind the sculpture's return.
The photos taken, being transmitted all over the world, will do nothing but benefit the city of Palm Springs.
Dada thinks the mighty Marilyn statue will bring in visitors and help the local economy bounce back from the pandemic. But not everyone is smiling. Among them is Louis Grouchos, the director of the Palm Springs Art Museum. Forever Marilyn is slated to go right in front of the entrance, not facing the door, Bearing her backside to visitors leaving the museum. Grouchos called into a November City Council meeting with concerns about the unmentionables awaiting thousands of students who pass through annually.
The thought of those kids leaving our museum and having the first thing they see is the undergarments and underwear of this enormous Marilyn sculpture would be highly offensive.
Still, city officials gave the statue the go-ahead. Enter hashtag MeTooMarilyn.
She's literally going to be mooning the museum.
Elizabeth Armstrong helped promote a Change.org petition objecting to Marilyn's objectification. It has more than 40,000 signatures.
It's blatantly sexist. It forces people almost to upskirt.
If Marilyn were a person and not a statue, upskirting her could be prosecuted as a misdemeanor in California. Fighting the battle on another front is the Committee to Relocate Marilyn, led by fashion designer Trina Turk. Instead of arguments about sexism, they're making it about city planning.
We're sticking to the street and highway code and the ways in which Palm Springs did not follow its own rules in the process of closing the street.
Sporting a wide-brimmed hat and signature caftan, Turk is standing where the city hopes to eventually put the statue, in the middle of a roadway. She concedes Forever Marilyn brought people to town during its first run, but she's not convinced it was a definitive moneymaker.
Social media impressions don't really pay the bills for someone who has a shop or a restaurant on Palm Canyon Drive.
She says any evidence of Marilyn's original economic impact is anecdotal.
There's no data.
But PS Resorts leader Aftab Dada says that's going to change.
We are going to conduct an independent research study and notify the city what the economic impact and benefit she has been.
All this Forever Marilyn backlash, especially from the city's art scene, has surprised Dada. After all,
she's an attraction in our opinion. She's not an art.
Whatever the statue is, PS Resorts bought it for $1 million. They're hoping that investment pays off, both in buzz and receipts. Even if that's not the case, her presence would seem to be in line with what Marilyn herself said. I'm not interested in money. I just want to be wonderful. For NPR News, I'm Matt Gillum in Palm Springs.